This is Jay Shetty from On Purpose with Jay Shetty. Push it, bend it, flex it. Introducing the latest rule-bending innovation from Brooks Running, the new Glycerin Flex. Feel the freedom with a cushioned shoe made to move with you so that you can bend or flex the rules. Brooks' new strategically segmented midsole works as an extension of your body, putting you in control of the run like never before. Want to feel the best parts of your run? Flex the rules in the new Glycerin Flex. Let's run there. Shop now at brooksrunning.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Tammy. I am calling in with another story, and I recently became an EPP again. I got the yearly subscription, so I can't wait to get my bunk bed bell. I did want to also say, aside from you guys doing a great show, thank you for publishing my stories. I think there's about 5 of them over the course of time. The story I want to tell you about today is involving my issues with having a nervous breakdown and also my grandmother and my mother. I've also written in about them before. So this fits in between some of my stories. I'm not going to sit there and try to figure it out. Anyway, no babbling. The story has some background. My father had multiple myeloma. We found out on Father's Day some years ago, and I took it really hard. My father was my hero. He was an amazing person who showed love to everyone. You know, he could be a turkey sometimes, but for the most part, he was my hero. He was a great guy. So my father passed, and again, extremely tragic. I took it extremely hard. And over the course of several months, my depression just got really, really, really bad. I started going to day therapy and ended up committing myself through my psychiatrist and therapist. I have a problem with self-mutilation. Anyway, moving on. While I was in the horse farm, you might say, I was really, really deep into my depression. I mean, it was ugly. And they take everything away from you, literally. Like, it's not even funny. They take everything. I was lucky to be able to keep on my wedding ring, and they allowed me to keep my book with my drawings and my prayer book, my Baha'i prayer book. So one day when I was feeling particularly awful, I'd been there a couple days, I decided to go to my room and lay down. And I read a prayer, a very special prayer that was in my prayer book. It was a new prayer I hadn't read before, and it was extremely touching. So I cried myself to sleep, and during this sleep, I had a dream. Now, the dream, of course, was one of these where you're sleeping, but it's actually the exact same time frame of when you're sleeping. So the light, daytime, everything is exactly the same. In my dream, my door opened and in comes a man with a broom. And he's whistling. The Lord almost hit a deer. Anyway, continuing. As he's whistling, I look at him and I realize that I recognize this man. It's my father. My dad used to be a janitor at a school I went to. And so I guess it was fitting that he would come in this janitor uniform with hair like he was back in the 70s. And I felt terrible. I felt like I had somehow deserted him in his last days because I'd already started breaking down. And my husband would drive to the south side of Chicago, which is about an hour away, and, you know, help my dad out because I couldn't. And so when he came in, he walked over to me and he just looked at me and I just started bawling. And he came over and he gave me a hug and he just held me. And it was, it was one of the most amazing, beautiful hugs I've ever had. And basically it said, I love you and I don't blame you for what happened. You know, I'm not angry with you. So I woke up and after that things got better. Now, moving forward some years, actually this year, I was telling my mom about what's going on because she was kind of a part of the breakdown. It's a long story. I won't get into that. Well, actually, I'm sorry. I do have to say a little bit. My mom had been on drugs and some horrible things had happened to me based on those events. And so part of the breakdown was based on the fact that I didn't feel safe because my dad was gone. And I was still really angry with my mom. So I was explaining to her about my being in the horse farm, aka the nut house, and telling her, you know, essentially the background, because she never really understood it. And telling her I forgave her, because that was, you know, it was time for that. And as we were talking, she told me that she had, the day that she found out that I had gone into the horse farm, that she had prayed to God and begged him essentially to please let my dad come visit me and to soothe me. And that's the same day that it happened. And I thought, wow, that's just freaking amazing. Like, it was beautiful. And as we continue talking, she tells me about another dream where my grandmother, who had passed, came to her in a dream, and she said it was the weirdest dream. I was there, and in comes your grandma, and we're at you know, your dad and grandma's house, and everything is exactly the same, you know, except Miss Harris, my grandmother, looked like she was in her 60s. My grandma passed in 96, and so that was when my mom had first met her. And she said, other than that, was grandma, but she had on like all the dress, hair, everything of when my mom first met her. And she said, the weirdest thing is I couldn't hear her. She said she was talking to me, and then she took her finger and she just started wagging it at me. And I couldn't figure out why she was so angry. And, you know, I couldn't hear her. I couldn't understand her, but I just knew she was mad. You know, she wakes up from the dream completely confused. And I was asking her, I said, Mom, when did this dream occur? And she said, well, it was about the time that you were, you know, having, you know, therapy, and you were at the horse farm. And I said, I really need you to think back. And she said, well, I had the dream before I prayed to your dad. She said, maybe about a day or two before. And I said, do you think grandma was mad at you for what was happening to me, and she was scolding you? And the look on my mom's face was priceless. It was like a light went off in her head, and she just was, you know, floored. And she said, you know, I really believe that's what it was. And I said, you know, grandma took care of me for years when things went bad. I would spend summers with her on the south side. It was just, you know, I was extremely close with my grandmother. And I think my grandma came back that's an ambulance, to tell my mom off, essentially. And I kind of wish mom could have heard her, because I'm sure she had some really good things to say. But I just thought that story was really cool because it had so many parts, so many family members participating even from the beyond to heal or help heal the family. And I hope you really enjoyed the story. I didn't record this by reading. I actually said it from the heart. So I hope that it wasn't too scattered. And I really hope you enjoy it. Thanks again. And I cannot wait to get my bunk bed bell. I'm just going to carry it around in my car for when I listen to you guys and just go dinging away. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
It's said everything happens for a reason, but maybe everything happens for a Reese's. Take noise-canceling headphones. Do they block hearing to heighten taste? That sound seems to show everything happens for a Reese's.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your social media feed delivers plenty of advice, but it doesn't know you. It doesn't ask questions. It doesn't give physical exams or order tests. Doctors do. At the American Medical Association, we believe the best care starts with a real conversation with someone who understands the science and your unique health. So stay curious, ask questions, but when it's time to make decisions, make them with a doctor. Learn more at AMAHealthVersusHype.org. That's AMAHealthVSHype.org.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.